Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, February 14th, 2023. I'm Sarah Lane. Samsung announced that its Galaxy S23, S23 Plus, and S23 Ultra broke records for pre-orders in South Korea with more than 1.9 million pre-orders in 7 days. The Galaxy S23 Ultra alone has 650,000 pre-orders, or about 60% of all pre-orders. The S23 received 23%, and the Plus got 17%. In South Korea, pre-orders came with extras like free storage upgrades, free wired and wireless chargers, SmartThings stations, and Samsung store credits. Meta's oversight board said Tuesday it will expand the types of reviews that it makes for content moderation cases and expedite some decisions. The oversight board was created back in 2020 and has 22 members that review both Facebook and Instagram's own decisions on whether to take down certain content. The board said in a blog post that to date, it's published 35 case decisions. Going forward, expedited rulings could happen as soon as 48 hours after accepting a case, be reviewed by a panel of board members instead of the full board, and won't consider public comments. The VR headset maker Big Screen announced the Beyond, a PC-only headset that offers two 5K 90Hz OLED displays, but weighs just under 6 ounces. Now, you might want to know how the company got the weight down so much. Doesn't have any knobs for fitting or diopters, instead offering custom fits through a face scan on an iOS device, and uses custom prescription lenses. It also uses Steam VR base stations for tracking and requires an optional audio strap for built-in headphones. It doesn't come with controllers, but it works with anything supported on Steam VR. Available for pre-order now for $999, shipping to the US in Q3, Canada and Europe in Q4. Amazon's self-driving startup Zoox announced that it carried passengers in its fully autonomous electric vehicle on public roads for the first time on a one-mile stretch between the company's two main buildings in Foster City, California. Zoox planned to run an employee shuttle along the same route while it works on clearances to expand its service to the public. Zoox's vehicles are designed without the need for human drivers or traditional controls or pedals and can carry up to 4 passengers at a time. On the Foster City route, it can travel up to 35 miles per hour. According to a study by Marketplace Pulse, Amazon's average cut on each merchant sale surpassed 50% for the first time in 2022. This included Amazon's sale commission, as well as optional logistics servers and advertising on Amazon itself. Marketplace Pulse began sampling seller transactions back in 2016. It previously found that while sellers paid more to Amazon per transaction each year, this was largely offset by new customers and strong annual sales increases. But 2022 saw Amazon's lowest ever sales growth. The information sources say that TikTok may soon let creators charge fans $1 or more to view their videos. TikTok is also reportedly working on the Creator Fund 2.0 to pay creators with more than 100,000 followers to keep them using the platform. TikTok also wants to tap into its older audience. In 2021, a Pew Research study found that just 21% of U.S. adults use TikTok and may respond better to more polished videos. The security camera company Arlo had previously announced that its end-of-life policy would go into effect on January 1, 2023, which would result in out-of-support cameras losing access to free 7-day cloud storage of camera recordings. The first model would go end of life on April 1st. CEO Matthew McRae announced on Twitter, Arlo will not remove free storage for any existing customers and will extend the end of life dates a further year. McRae also committed to providing security updates through 2026. Arlo previously announced it would end other features for the older cameras, including email notifications and E911 emergency calling, so it's unclear if these were extended as well. The U.S. Department of Defense Research Agency, DARPA, announced Monday that its AI algorithms can now control an F-16 in flight, making it an autonomous plane. DARPA says the plane will still fly with a pilot, but hopes going forward that, quote, the human pilot focuses on larger battle management tasks in the cockpit, with AI controlling the jet and providing live flight data. ACE is one of more than 600 Department of Defense projects working on AI for U.S. defense programs. And finally, Microsoft officially retired Internet Explorer in June of last year, but today is going a step further by permanently disabling the browser through a Microsoft Edge update on most versions of Windows 10. Exceptions include Microsoft's long-term servicing channel for Windows 10 and versions like the Windows 10 China Government Edition. Microsoft's MS-HTML and Trident engines will still be supported, and the company says it will support IE mode in Edge through at least 2029. But overall, okay, let's do it. Let's consider IE 11 not just mostly dead, but dead. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. And if you enjoy Daily Tech Headlines, tell a friend to check it out. Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.